Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
Christina Lake Cannabis is using proprietary outdoor genetics to grow and harvest cannabis in Western Canada. And with a 99-acre expansion, production should increase from nearly 72,000 pounds to a harvest capacity of over 194,000 pounds of high-quality, refined cannabis to extract exceptional THC and CBD oils. This cannabis highlight has been brought to you by Christina Lake Cannabis, U.S. trading symbol CLCFF and in Canada CLC. ChristinaLakeCannabis.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
I'm John Batchelor and Michael Yon at Michael Yon at patreon.com. You can find Michael's filings. You just heard in the background a ship's whistle because Michael is in Panama City within easy sight of the Panama Canal watching commerce flow from the Caribbean, the Gulf of Mexico into the Pacific and vice versa. Our concern, however, for these last weeks is Michael's very careful reporting on the border between Colombia and Panama, the border between Colombia and Panama, the Darien Gap, 60 miles of triple canopy jungle, that for these last years, and especially during the pandemic, has been the road north for the world's refugees arriving in Brazil or Ecuador to Colombia, busing to the Darien Gap border where the Panama Canal, where the Pan-American Highway ends, and then walking to where Michael has planted himself on the Panama side. However, Michael, a very good evening to you. The news this week is odd and puzzling. This is Prensa Latina, English edition. Crisis in the border. Panama closes crossings with Colombia. May 20th. The government of Panama closed its border with Colombia as of today, several days past, in response to the other country's opening of the crossings with Ecuador, Brazil, and Peru. For Panama, goes the report, this measure puts at risk the significant progress made by all the Panamanians to control the COVID-19 pandemic, as well as the border security and control of migratory flows, says a statement issued by the Foreign Ministry of Panama. Michael, what's going on? You've watched, you've documented hundreds, thousands of migrants coming through. Can you figure why suddenly they closed it? Are you at risk of the virus in Panama City? Good evening to you, Michael.
Good evening. As you know, Panama, the Panamanians are acutely aware of pandemics. They've been through a lot of problems with yellow fever, to put it lightly, and other diseases, Chagas fever. This is a backdrop of the culture here is bad things happen during pandemic. And so they were really closed down in 2020. This place was much more closed down, even than New York City, from everything that I can piece together. And, some of my friends who live here and whatnot talk about not being able to leave their homes other than one day per week for an hour or two to go shopping, that sort of thing. So now with what's just happened in India and now is flaming up there in Nepal and other places, the new variant of the CCP virus is spreading as they do. And Panamanians have reported, as you have just said, in the news that they've just closed the Darien Gap, passageway between Colombia and Panama. So what this means for people that are already in the jungle, I don't know. I'm going to go back down there. I'm out of the jungle now because I've got to do some work up in Panama City, and then I'm going to head straight back to the jungle soon. And I'll find out. I'll go to the villages. I'll ask the Cinefront. I'll ask other people, what's going on? What are you going to do? Are you going to keep them in the camps like you did in 2020? In 2020, Cinefront, which is their border patrol, it's a Panamanian border patrol, Cinefront, they kept the migrants in the in the camps for most of the year, and there were riots and that sort of thing. Cars destroyed, and they put some of the migrants in prison. There was so much violence. And so, you know, that could obviously be a concern this time as well. If they, you know, if they keep them in those camps, the camps are nicer than they were last year. They closed down one of the camps called Las Pinadas, and now they've opened up, they've increased the, let's say, the facilities in two camps called San Vicente and Las Blancas. But I don't know what's going to happen. Are they going to send them forward to Costa Rica? This is unknown to me at this time.
We can say with confidence that the migrants are not going to stop. They're going to keep coming. And over these last weeks, Michael, I believe you identified some mysteries about migrants who were finding a way around the Darien Gap jungle, or in some fashion were managing the Darien Gap jungle without being beaten up by it. Some Cubans in particular. So perhaps there are other smuggling routes, but you've presented the center front as extremely competent, correct? You don't think anybody can get past the center front if they don't want it to happen.
It would be difficult. I mean, just looking at the map and also my on the ground rummaging around here for 3 months, it would be difficult. I mean, you would need to be like Rambo or, you know, or a crow or some sort of bird. I mean, to get by, or you need an underground railroad. You would need to have, it would be just very difficult to get all the way through the jungle and then up across the Panama Canal where I'm at here, and then finally up to Costa Rica. I mean, it could be done, but you're not going to do it in large numbers. It would be, you know, onesies and twosies here and there. But, unless there's an underground railroad, which could not be of much significant size, otherwise it would be detected. Now, I know from talking with Imbara Indians and others, Cinefront, that the migrants do establish other capillary routes, which at times are shut down, and then they, oh, you know how these things go. It's an osmotic pressure, and pressure will find a way out, right? And so, but they can't do it in large numbers. The migrants can't get through in large numbers without being detected.
Michael, have you heard from some of the people you've met over these last weeks? The man from Nepal, have you heard from him? He was headed through Costa Rica. I believe the last time you reported in, he was either in Honduras or Guatemala.
He's in Nicaragua and now, because he was in Costa Rica, and he told me he had a bad boat ride between somewhere up there between Costa Rica and Nicaragua, or in Nicaragua. He had a bad boat ride, and he was complaining about it in some chats, and I didn't get the details from him yet because he lost his phone inside the Darien Gap. And so he has to get on friends' telephones to chat with me. So it's not like, you know, we can't sit there and chat for an hour because he has to give the phone back.
He's in Nicaragua. Is he still headed north? Is he discouraged? Is he well? Do we know?
He sounded a little discouraged, but, you know, I spent a year in Nepal. Nepalese are incredibly resilient people, and it's going to be hard to keep a Nepalese man down. Let's put it that way. And he's definitely still moving forward. When I say discouraged, he seemed to be unhappy with, you know, his boat trip. And it may have been that he just finished the trip. That's
right.
Unknown to me.
And the young Haitian family, do we know where they are in north?
They're in Tapachula, Mexico. And I was just chatting with Medesa yesterday, actually. And we were talking about some more of her experiences, actually, in Darien Gap. How their food was stolen from them, soup and that sort of thing, and they had to steal bananas from some banana plantation or farm they found out there. And she's, it sounds like her and her family are a little distraught, actually, because they're kind of locked down there in Tapachula, which happens to a lot of migrants. They can be stuck there for months. And Tapachula is sort of like the El Paso of Mexico. It's on the southern border of Mexico with Guatemala, right? And many of the migrants who come through Guatemala, they literally cross a river like the Rio Grande, but it's down at Tapachula. And they, like Medesa, had to cross, I believe she said she, you know, got wet up to the knees, that sort of thing. So it's actually a similar dynamic down there, but now she's in Mexico.
So right now we have a mystery at the border between Colombia and Panama. The mystery is the border really closed? Michael will find out when he returns to the end of the Pan-American Highway, which is where the Darien Gap jungle begins. Michael Yon, you can find all of his filings at patreon.com, patreon.com. I'm John Batchelor.
Christina Lake Cannabis is using proprietary outdoor genetics to grow and harvest cannabis in Western Canada. And with a 99-acre expansion, production should increase from nearly 72,000 pounds to a harvest capacity of over 194,000 pounds of high-quality, refined cannabis to extract exceptional THC and CBD oils. This cannabis highlight has been brought to you by Christina Lake Cannabis, U.S. trading symbol CLCFF and Canada CLC. ChristinaLakeCannabis.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.